Well, here in this country, the Inspector General for the Department of Veterans Affairs released a report last month that was highly critical of the agency's Veterans Crisis Line, also called the Suicide Hotline. It said some vets had to wait 30 minutes or more to talk to a counselor, and nearly a third of the calls to the New York hotline were bounced from counselors to private sector backup centers. Back in October, the VA opened a second hotline in Atlanta with the goal of getting that bounce rate to zero. Sean Powers from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
28-year-old Crystal Hernandez remembers when she met her husband, Donovan Hernandez. It was 2009 in Columbus, Georgia. He was sitting at a bar by himself. He was in the Army and served in Iraq and Afghanistan after 9/11. Crystal liked hearing how Sergeant Hernandez took care of his troops.
He was very thoughtful. He always was looking out for his soldiers and, you know, making sure that they were taken care of, because for him, that was like his family. That was definitely his brotherhood, and he was always looking out for them.
The next day, they went on their first date. By the next year, they were married. The year after that, they were parents. This is from a home movie of Donovan and his daughter Chloe making animal sounds.
What sound does the tiger make? No, that's a pig. Roar! Can you do it?
Crystal says life was good, but there were moments when Donovan would get moody, even sad. She says his symptoms got worse after he retired from the Army in 2013. She urged Donovan to get help. He did, and was diagnosed with PTSD.
I kind of ended up pushing him into going and seeing the counselor at the Ranger Regiment because I knew something wasn't right.
For Crystal, July 12th, 2014 is a hard day to forget. She remembers Donovan cleaning his guns and asking if she wanted to go to the shooting range. She said no, and he got very angry. So Crystal decided to take Chloe and go to her mother's. She began packing.
By the time I'd walked out of our bedroom closet, he was standing on the opposite side of the bed with the gun to his head. And he asked me, he said, "Do you want me to do this?" And I'm like, "No." And I reach for my phone and I start calling 911. And by the time I started to call 911, it was over.
In 2014, the year Donovan killed himself, an average of 20 veterans a day were committing suicide. That's according to the VA's suicide prevention program. Between 2001 and 2014, the average rate of veteran suicide climbed more than 30%.
If you are in emotional distress or suicidal crisis, or
the VA has been working to lower those figures with 24-hour hotlines.
To help. If you are a U.S. military veteran or current service member or are calling about one, please press 1 now. Otherwise,
since this hotline went live in 2007, Crisis Line counselors have fielded more than 2.8 million calls and dispatched emergency services to callers in immediate crisis more than 75,000 times. Hotline manager Garrett Dickinson says the phones ring round the clock.
Most of our calls are veterans that serve in, you know, the current wars we're facing in Iraq and Afghanistan, all the way back to World War II.
Dickinson recently transferred from the VA's New York call center to the new one in Atlanta. He says returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan require expanding the service. Both centers average up to 2,000 calls or text messages a day. The Atlanta office helps speed up responses and serves as a backup if the New York call center has problems. Dickinson understands why some vets may not want to seek this, but he says his message is clear and his mission sincere.
We're not going to force you to do anything when you call. You're not going to lose any job prospects or things like that, because I know that's a lot of concerns. Active duty veterans, you know, feel they might lose security clearances when they call. That's not the case. Okay, when you call, it's to have a conversation.
But who's on the other end of the phone can matter to many veterans, says Chris Dorsey. He oversees the Georgia-based group Warrior Overwatch. It helps connect vets to services. Dorsey says he thinks the VA's crisis lines should be manned by veterans.
Do I want to talk to a civilian that works for the VA who's going to analyze me and be a negative interaction? Or do I want to talk to a veteran? You know, whether we serve together or not, he's my brother or sister in some way.
Both groups, however their staffing may vary, want the same thing: to help vets with trouble find help, and try to make sure there are fewer stories like Crystal Hernandez has told. A few months ago, Crystal took her daughter Chloe to see her dad.
I finally took her out to his grave and explained to her, well, this is where his body lives, but this is not where his soul lives. She, like, hugged the headstone and kissed it and told him that she loved him. And she was glad that she knew, like, where he physically was now. She never went back into that house after that.
For Here and Now, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.